Om Shanti. 26th November 2019, Tuesday. Essence, sweet children, only you children have the elevated knowledge of the drama. You know that this drama repeats identically. Sweet children, only you children have the elevated knowledge of the drama. You know that this drama repeats identically. So Baba says, this drama repeats. So what if this drama repeats identically? What are we going to learn from it? What are the practical lessons we can draw from this identical repetition of the drama? There are at least 5 lessons that we can learn if this drama is repeating. The first is to stay unaffected, because everything that's happening in this drama, it's mere a repetition. So why I should get affected? Because everything is getting repeated. Same actors, same actions, same dialogues, same clothes, costumes, same stage, same music, same songs, same lyrics, same background, same scenes, same time, same mistakes, same scenes, side scenes, plots, subplots. So everything that I am seeing here is repeating the same things. The actors, their actions, their behavior, their words, their attitudes, their dreams, their thoughts, their awareness, their writings, their nature, everything about the actor is repeating. So why I should get influenced even in the least when I know that everything is getting repeated? So in this drama, everything is identically getting reproduced. There is an identical duplication of things. So I see that everything is getting repeated. Everything. 5 elements, the upheavals, the changes, the transformation in the 5 elements. Everything is mere repetitions. The scenes, the circumstances, the adverse situations, the difficult times. Maya, villain, Ravan, the weaknesses, the body consciousness, the flaws, the defects, the imperfections. Everything. I see that everything is getting repeated. Whether good or bad. Good is followed by bad, bad is followed by good. There is a darkness, there is light. There is victory, there is defeat. There is rise, there is fall. So looking at such a drama, I remain unaffected, because everything is getting repeated. Second thing I learn from the repetition of the drama is to stay as Sakshi, detached observer. I look at this drama as a detached observer, because the moment I forget the observership, I start experiencing the pain or the happiness which is involved in the drama. That is the stage, and this is the audience. I sit here and watch the things that are happening on the screen. So this drama is getting played again. The play is getting replayed again. The film is getting what is the word that they use for film? Play only, or something else. Retelecast again. So, I sit here as an audience and I watch the things that are happening on the world stage. I watch the things that are happening in my own life, in the drama of my life. There are two dramas, the unlimited drama, that's one. And the second is the drama of my life. Who are the people who are entering? The entrance and the exit of people. The circumstances. The situations. My responses. The job. The work. The occupation. The relationships. Everything. So I watch everything as a sakshi. As a detached observer. I am the spectator, the mute spectator, the observer, the viewer, darshak. And this is the drama. As a whole, and if you are not interested in the world drama, nobody can say that I am uninterested in the drama of my own life. So there are two. This is capital D, this is small d. Okay, forget the world drama. But this small dream, this is the small drama of my life. Where I am there. Those people are there with whom I am intimately, closely related, linked, connected. Those who are in contacts, that what is my job, work, seva, duty, whatever you call it. So I am linked. The situations that come suddenly. So, if this drama repeats, the second thing I have to do is to watch it, to observe it, to view it. I see this drama as a detached observer. Third, if this drama repeats, I have to enjoy it. I have to enjoy this drama. Why to enjoy this drama? Because it's a beautiful cartoon show that's going on. It's a Mickey Mouse show. It's a comedy play. It's a stand-up comedy that's going on. Where every actor is very, very comical. Where comic scenes are taking place. So I definitely enjoy this drama. Yeah. So, the commotion, the ruckus, the disturbance appears to me just as a comedy show. I enjoy this show. Just as in the world they fight and the other people who are bystanders, they enjoy. So no matter whatever is happening in this drama, for those who are actors, the things might be serious. But those who are bystanders, observers, they enjoy. So this drama is a comedy book, a comedy movie. You have to enjoy it. A man goes to a mall and he asks, "Do you have a book called Man, the Master of the House?" Man, the master of the house. So the shopkeepers, the salesman says, "Comedy books and fictions are available on the first floor, not here." To enjoy this drama. There's a fun, there's an entertainment. There's a full comedy that is going on all the time in this drama. And people are unhappy because they take things seriously. So you have to see this drama in a lighter mood. And then you start enjoying it. Relishing the comedy that is hidden in different scenes of this drama. Even the climax is very, very hilarious. If this drama repeats, the fourth thing that I have to do when I understand is nothing new. Nothing? There's nothing new. There's nothing new. Everything is the same old stuff. Everything is the same. The excitement is not there as to what is going to happen next. Because we have already seen. Suppose somebody has watched a movie and he is told, "Let's go and watch again." So first time he was highly excited because he was eager to know what is next. What is next? What is next? But he had already seen the movie. For that person, the excitement is not there. But the person who is sitting beside him, who is seeing the movie for the first time, for him there is the difficult scenes, the tough scenes would make him cry. But the person who has already seen may not cry again. Because there is nothing new for him. So whatever that has happened, whatever actors are doing, whatever is their behavior, whatever is their action, whatever are their dialogues, whatever is the background music, whatever is the song's music, everything, nothing affects. So everything, the fashions, the habits, the hobbies, the interests, the journeys, the lyrics, the language, the makeups, the narration, the name, the places, the playback singers, the qualifications, the scripts, the stories, the traditions, the understandings, the writers, the age, the time, everything that I am seeing, nothing new. So nothing touches me. I am untouched, unstirred, undisturbed, unruffled, and rattled. Nothing touches me. Nothing comes near me. Sometime back there was a Murli where Baba said, "Nothing new are what? What you should wear around your feet." Yes. Yeah, Gunguru. You should wear the anklet of nothing new on your feet and dance. Gunguru of nothing new. You have to think, you have to see these all points. One can think only when is in detached observer stage. When you are already involved in the drama and you have totally identified yourself as an actor, you can't churn this. You have to stay away. And that's why in this knowledge, even more important than purity is detachment. If I am told just to put finger on one point, which one should have? That is just one word. Total detachment from everything. Detachment from your own part, from your own role. Detachment from role consciousness, detachment from soul consciousness, from soil consciousness. Detachment from people, relationships, past. Detachment from future, detachment from present. The most important thing is this sense of utter, complete vairagya. Without this, even purity is not possible. So the fourth thing about identical duplication, repetition, recurrence, rehappening of this drama is nothing new. And the fifth, no surprise. No surprise. These two are very much similar, but yet different. Nothing new means everything is old. There is nothing new that is happening. It is the same old scene. I have already seen it. No surprise means it includes many more things, not just the old things. It includes many wrong things, bad things, evil things, shocking things, disturbing things, adverse things, incongenial things, unfavorable things. I am not surprised. Somebody was a friend for 10 years and one day he dupes you, deceives you. I am not surprised. Somebody is in Gyan for 30 years and one day you get to know that he is hooked to somebody. Nothing, no surprise. Somebody is an intense effort maker for 10 years and now no Amrit Vela, no Murli churning. Purusharth has come to a standstill. No surprise. Somebody had a deep respect for you and suddenly they stop respecting you. No surprise. Somebody loves you intensely and suddenly the love dries up. No surprise. The parts, the roles of actors and actresses are changing. We can't do anything because this world is guided by karma philosophy. Every individual is doing what his karma is telling him to do. There is a subtle karma philosophy that is working behind everywhere, all the actions, everything that is happening on this world drama. There is no wonder. There is no surprise. Why he is doing like this? Why she is doing like this? She shouldn't do this, he shouldn't do this. It doesn't suit him. Who am I to decide that? No surprise. So these are the five things to learn, to understand. When I say that, drama repeats. First, stay unaffected, unfazed, unflinchable, unflinching, immovable, achal, adol. Watching every scene of the drama. Watching every new song, every new music, every new lyrics, every new dialogues, every new action, every new adverse situation, every new circumstance. Stay unaffected. Remind yourself that this is the identical repetition of the same thing that has happened. It is rehappening. It is a recurrence. Second, take a back seat. Go and sit amongst audience. Be a mute spectator. Don't utter anything. Just stay mum. Stay mum. And watch what things are happening. It's a bird eye view. Vihangam drishti. Stay away go up and from there see the panoramic view, what all things are happening. And the third, this drama is made for, not for sorrow. There's a full entertainment. There's a full-time comedy that is going on. The actors are highly comical. Everyone is a Charlie Chaplin here, or Mr. Beans, Mickey Mouse. So there's an utter comedy that is going on. Nothing of this drama is to be taken seriously, because their dialogues are comical, tickling. This is a drama which is meant for laughter. It's a laughter show. It's a laughter house. So enjoy it. It's for entertainment. The next, nothing new. Everything is old. The same old stuff. The same old dialogues. The same repeated cliché. The same thing which is repeating and repeating and repeating. I'm not very much interested because there is hardly anything new here. So nothing so nothing affects me. And the last, no surprise. Don't get surprised why she has done like that, why he has spoken like that, why he does like this. I am so good yet why people talk against me, why I'm doing so nicely all things. But why people criticize me? Why people oppose me? Why they backbite me? Why they cast aspersions on me? Why they speak so cruelly? Why are they so callous, so insensitive? So devoid of all feelings? Why, where has gone the milk of human kindness? Bhutadaya. Nothing, everything has disappeared. Why the state of the world is like this? Why in the parliament this is happening? Why they all are sitting together and taking oaths? The disturbance in the world doesn't affect me. Because this had happened, this is happening, and this will happen again. Because it's merely a total repetition. The movie is getting retelecast. It is rescheduled. It is for rewatching. So it's a mere and identical repetition. So, what did Baba say? Sweet children. Only you children. Only you. None else. Only you have the elevated knowledge of the drama. The knowledge of the drama is highly elevated because nobody knows this drama. Though many people have said in the past that this world is a stage. There's one poetry sonnet by Shakespeare where he says that the world is a stage and we are the actors. In one of the sonnets of Shakespeare, he has described the 7 stages of man. How as an infant, and then as a newborn, then infant, then as a child, then as a young man, then as an adult, and then as an old man. The 7 stages of man. So, people have understood that this is drama, but nobody has ever said that this drama repeats. Because only that person who is out of this cycle can say such a word, such a statement, such a clause. Such a word can come only from the one who is out of this drama, who doesn't become the part of the drama and get lost like we. You know that. This drama repeats identically. So this drama repeats. I remain undisturbed. I remain as a detached observer. I remain. I enjoy. And there is no wonder, no surprise, and nothing new in this drama. Option.